Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I have journalist and chief executive of the Currency, Tom Lyons, on the line now. And Tom's here to talk to us about Bernard Looney, the Irish CEO of BP, who resigned with immediate effect. But before we come to that, Tom, just that breaking news on Kevin Backhurst's statement to staff this morning at RTE that he is going to freeze recruitment and that all discretionary spending will be stopped. Now, that's a very difficult pill for staff at RTE to swallow, but it was inevitable.
I think so. I mean, if you look at the scale of the numbers that RTE is saying it's going to require in support, additional support from the state because of people failing to pay their TV license and because of the crisis, the ongoing crisis facing the station at the moment, is not at all surprising. I mean, we've been hearing from politicians, you know, saying that there's going to be no blank check for RTE. And we heard this morning from the chair of the media committee, Niamh Smith, saying, you know, that they shouldn't, that RTE shouldn't receive a penny more until they get all the answers and they bottom out what's going on. So I think it's not that surprising in that context that Kevin Backhurst is taking this hard line.
Mm-hmm. And would you expect more to come?
Absolutely. I think that politically, the only way that RTE is going to be able to convince the government to give them additional funding and perhaps change how the license fee is collected is to show that they're taking things seriously too. I mean, if you think about the last 24 hours, we've heard about the car allowances and expenses and all that type of stuff coming out. Like when politicians are being asked for money and they're hearing that those type of things are going on, inevitably they're going to want and expect the Director General of RTE to be showing, look, we're taking this seriously and we're making hard decisions too. Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm putting you on the spot here, but just on the car allowances, we've been trying to figure out why that device would be used to pay people. Because if you're in receipt of a car allowance, you don't have a car, you're paying PAYE the same as you would on the rest of your salary. Do you know why it might be used by an organisation?
Well, the obvious reason you would think is that you can say on the one hand, you know, we are keeping pay down, and yet you've got this other line here, which is essentially a payment.
Mm-hmm. So you can say somebody's on a certain grade or scale, but actually they're on whatever the car allowance is in excess.
Yeah, or you might be able to say to a trade union, somebody's on a certain pay or scale, just the same as everybody else. But clearly some people have car allowances, even when they don't own cars. And in some cases, they don't even have driving licenses, you know, that they have these additional payments. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to that idea that there's a kind of a two-tier RTE where some people are getting treated better than others.
All right, we'll leave that one there. I want to talk to you about Bernard Looney now. As I said, he was the Irish CEO of the UK oil and gas company BP, but he resigned last night very suddenly with immediate effect. He said he wasn't fully transparent in his disclosures about past relationships with his colleagues. Now, this guy is a titan of British industry. He was paid £10 million last year, a record fee for him as the boss of BP. What happened, Tom?
Well, it's an absolutely extraordinary what has happened. I mean, Bernard Looney is only the 16th CEO of this company, which has a market capitalization of £88 billion. And it's a 113-year-old business that is at the very heart of the British establishment. And he made his way to the top of it, a guy from Kerry, from a modest background. And he became CEO in 2020. And then in May 2022, behind the scenes, there was an investigation following an anonymous complaint into Bernard's past relationships with colleagues. And he disclosed a number of them. And the investigation concluded there'd be no breach of conduct. Now, here we are roughly a year later, and it turns out that he didn't disclose the full extent of these past relationships. And BP has said that they've appointed a law firm to investigate this. And in the middle of all of this, Bernard has stepped down and left the business, which you know, the 53-year-old has been with since the age of 21.
And what do you make of it all?
I think it's just unbelievable that somebody who has fought so hard to get to the top. I mean, this is a guy who came from a small farm in Ashgrove near Khmer, went to UCD, engineering in UCD, worked his way up, was called one of the so-called turtles, i.e. these were up-and-comers who were potentially going to be the CEO of this business, which hasn't had that many CEOs in its 100-year-plus history. And you have this extraordinary situation that he is having these clearly multiple past relationships with colleagues, and that when this is investigated, he doesn't come fully clean on it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, that's like as BP say, that like they say that, you know, that this is their CEO is meant to display good judgment. That was an absolutely terrible judgment.
Yeah, and
keep things back,
and also for there to be an investigation into this. And for him, clearly we know now from what BP said last night, he didn't fess up to all of these relationships.
Yes, and clearly there was multiple relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly there is an ongoing investigation into these relationships. I mean, BP has said it has a law firm, and it has said usually when you see a big CEO or a big fish step down, you know, there's a big payment. They say that there's been no decision as yet on whether there will be any additional remuneration for Bernard. So I think that there's still a lot more questions to be answered in relation to why didn't he disclose everything in May 2022, when this issue first arose.
And what's his personal background? He was married at one stage, but not for long, I understand.
He was married between 2017 and 2019. So for just a 2-year period in his, you know, his late 40s. So he is somebody who, you know, who is, you know, he's one of five kids. He was the first to go to university. He's somebody who has been, you know, at one stage he was running B Upstream, which is, you know, a multi-billion dollar division within BP. He's somebody who's spoken about giving his life to the company, who's traveled the world with the company. But equally, it's quite clear now, you know, it seems that he was having multiple relationships with colleagues in the company rather than looking outside that.
And his strategy in BP, he was pushing for a transition to clean energy, and not everybody in BP and its investors were happy about that. So just talk me through how he was viewed in the company in recent times.
Well, he'd made this commitment to net zero by 2050, which is by far the most aggressive commitment among major oil and gas producers, most of whom, you know, like at the end of the day, they're interested in hitting their quarterly numbers whilst managing the green transition, as they say. So he was somebody who was saying that he was taking this very seriously. He was saying that they were hoping to have 50 gigawatts of renewable energy power within their portfolio by 2030. He was saying that they're going to increase low carbon projects investments tenfold. So he was somebody who was taking that on quite strongly within the company. And certainly there would have been a view among some people that, you know, that he was pushing too hard, whereas clearly that might be in the investment community. I think in the public community, a lot of people would think that these companies can't push hard enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not going to worry about Bernard Looney financially, Tom, because I'd say he's probably going to be okay on that front. But what do you think he might do in the future?
Well, he need only look at Lord John Brown, who's the previous CEO of BP, who resigned in 2007. This was when he sought an injunction against a newspaper who was seeking to report about his relationship with a younger man. Lord Brown didn't bounce back into the big corporate gigs, but he wrote his story in the Glass Closet, which told his own personal story, and he did manage to reinvent himself. I think for Bernard, he is somebody who is clearly, he's still very young. He has been very successful. I think that if he is to return to a stock market company, there'll have to be full transparency about what occurred in BP. But given his expertise, there may well be companies that are in the Middle East or Asia who will be less concerned about his personal positions and be just looking at, look, this is somebody who understands how to get oil and gas out of the ground and has an interest in renewables, which are all very big areas.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll probably have no trouble finding something else to do if he feels he needs to. But as we said earlier, €12 million last year, he'll probably be okay for a while. Thanks very much, Tom. Tom Lyons, journalist and chief executive at The Currency there on the resignation of Bernard Looney, and also that news emerging from RTE that the Director General has announced a recruitment freeze and the end to any discretionary spending, which will impact the digital development of the organisation. And of course, the Oireachtas Media Committee is meeting at 1:30, where members of the board and the senior management team will be speaking and answering questions. We'll take a break.